talking volumes. Steph Curtis starts on Thursday.
It does, with Elizabeth Alexander.
I want to say we work for months and months putting this season together, so it's always a big deal for me on opening night.
It is, and I wish I could just relax and enjoy it.
I know.
But we actually have to work. But
I know. It's going to be fun.
You out there, you can buy a ticket and just come and relax and enjoy it.
We don't have tickets left for many of the shows.
No, it's true.
We'd love to have you celebrate the opening of Talking Volumes with us.
Mm-hmm. And Krista Tippett will be there.
Krista Tippett's going to join us on stage at the end of the show because she and Elizabeth are good friends and I hang out with Krista, so this is just going to be fun on the stage. And Tracy, you'll be there too?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. So you've got the thread question of the week.
Yes.
So what is the question?
It's, where did this new collection of F. Scott Fitzgerald stories come from?
And really good question.
Why are they somewhat controversial?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've had this long train of posthumous publications, right? Dr. Seuss, Beatrix Potter, Harper Lee have all had new books. Now F. Scott Fitzgerald. So
Harper Lee's was not posthumous at the time.
It was not.
Yeah.
But it was long lost.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
But it's this idea of where are these things coming from? So unlike, these were not locked away in a vault. They were not lost. They'd actually been accepted by magazines, but never published.
Oh.
And the publisher, Knopf, is saying it's because F. Scott Fitzgerald refused to have them edited at the time. They contain some honest remarks about social situations at the time and address controversial topics that magazines were not prepared to publish in the 1930s.
So I was going to say, where is this in his writing career? Is it when he's come back to Hollywood after being in Europe?
It's a mix of range. A lot of them are from 1930s, so after his bout with illness in North Carolina. A little bit of the Hollywood time is mixed in there as well. It's a range of his career, but mostly later career, when he really could have used the money from publishing these stories.
Which makes you think, okay, if he needed the money, why wouldn't he have submitted them?
Exactly. He was standing up that much on principle want them edited.
What were the controversial topics?
I mean, I think he's just addressing a whole lot more of the dark side of the Jazz Age.
Okay.
And a lot of the social mores and things that were going on.
Okay.
And stories that people didn't expect to get from Fitzgerald at the time.
Do you believe that it's about not, I mean, as you've read around this, do you believe that it was really not about being edited, or did he maybe not think they were good enough to be, or they were finished enough to be submitted?
I mean, they'd been accepted, but they'd been accepted with caveats.
Okay,
and those were caveats that he was unwilling to compromise on.
Right.
So now they're finally being printed, 80 years later, as he intended them. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what got the fans a-fluttering back in the 1930s.
Right, yeah. Is there also controversy about it just, this happens so long after a writer has died and their perspective on them is, inaccessible?
I feel like in this case, they actually feel like they're following through with what he would have wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is more than can be said for some of those other collections where there's questions about what
they said,
want.
Don't publish them. I don't want anyone to ever see them. This was, if you're not going to publish them my way, I don't want them published.
Right.
Interesting.
Hey, the title of the collection?
I'd Die for You.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I read about that in The Times. So there's a good article there and you can read about it on the thread as well. NPRnews.org/thread, which is also, by the way, where you can buy your Talking Volumes season ticket or just tickets for individual shows. And my conversation with Jeff Toobin at Westminster Town Hall Forum on September 28th.
Education reporting on NPR News is funded in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.